Hospital Station on 2 for Standard Measures Draw.
Good morning on 2, Jessica. We're about 30 seconds from an LOS, but we're not planning on having a remote guider today. Are you looking for one?
Well, we just had a question. I have one tube only, given the constraints I was given by my flight doc for just one stick today because of the proximity of the EVA. So I just wanted to see if we should proceed.
Okay, copy all. I'll work to get you an answer, but we're entering a 18-minute LOS, so it could be a second.
All right, copy. No worries. It's a 30-minute wait anyway before centrifuge, so I'll just need to know if we go ahead and centrifuge one or if we try this again post-EVA. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Jessica.
Ground 2.
Jessica, got an answer for you. You can go ahead and proceed with the spin with just the one tube. You will need to grab a counterweight. You can get that from the green HRS supply kit.
Hey, copy all. I know what those are, where those are, and I will get that done. Just it'll be the 30 with the 30 minutes. It'll be right after, just before DPC.
Copy all.
Full station on 2.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Just a quick related question. The other day I found a bag with some extra tourniquets in it. We already have 2 deployed, so we don't need them out. I think it must have floated out of a drawer. So just wondering if it's a purple drawer or a green drawer or a different location, and I can put those back.
That'll be the supply kit green.
All right, copy. I'll put them back in the green. Thanks. So station on 2 for MSU laptop.
Go ahead on 2.
Everything was plugged in, and it looks normal with the flashing light on the Ethernet cable. When I open it, though, it the screen is lit, but it's pretty much black. Like, it's definitely on, but yeah, it looks like there's some kind of error. What would you like us to do?
Okay, copy all. We can proceed with the power cycles. You'll just hold down the power button, wait 10 seconds, and then turn it back on, please.
All right, copy. It works.
Houston, station on 2 for the recycle tank drain.
Station Houston, on two with you. Go ahead.
Good morning. So I am complete through step 7.5 of that procedure. The UPA fill drain valve is in the process position, and the red compressor hose is connected to the compressor port and is fully seated.
We copy. That's a good configuration. And for you and the rest of the crew, just to let you know that the Occam system is currently down, so we are not getting any updates on our Optimus timeline, nor your crew notes. So if you have anything that you want us to know, please call down.
Copy that. I'll make sure everybody knows that Occam's is down and expect it to be down through through all of Orbit 1, I'm presuming. So we'll keep you guys apprised if there's anything you guys need to know. Thank you.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Station Sophium 2 for Columbus, Spain,
that's unknown. Good morning. We are with you on 2.
Good morning. Good to hear your voice. Just as a first thing in step 1.1, the USB stick, the MPCC USB stick is into the good slot, and I can give you the serial number, MPCC1.
And we copy all, Sophie. Thank you very much for reporting the serial number.
And Unique from Sophie, you're welcome to come on board on Columbus 6F705.
We copy, Sophie. We are currently in KU LOS, so as soon as we have it back, we will be able to see the screen. Thank you very much for the update.
Okay, am I going to continue on step 2.2?
You are go to proceed, Sophie.
The first message I got from Munich from Sophie on 2 for Baylor laptop.
Sophie, with you on 2.
The first message that I have, even before the IP address assignment at initial software load, is alert/dev/SDB is 238 gigabits, therefore SDD drive assigned to this device, and then I can press OK. O for OK.
And no issues to proceed, Sophie. That is good config.
Can I press enter?
Affirmative, you can press enter.
Now I have a warning message, hard disk device assignment. One of the SDA SDB devices has been assigned to the solid state drive instead of the needed SDC device. System will shut down in 10 seconds to try to reassign on next boot. On restart, press ESC to enter BIOS again to select USB boot device. Should I press OK?
We are checking on ground, Sophie. Stand by 2 minutes, please.
And meaning from Sophie, another question for you.
And we are ready to copy the question, Sophie.
I just noticed as well that when I arrived, the USB stick was connected, but on the left side instead of the right side. And I was wondering if that matters too. I did not change the connection since it was already in, but let me know if I need to do something about that.
Sophie, back with you on 2. So it would be better to have the USB plugged in on the right side, as indicated in figure 1. So please put the USB in the left side and reboot the laptop, making sure to press the F9. Button as soon as the Columbus laptop power on.
Okay, so do you want me to do a hard reboot then?
Sophie, please stand by for 1 minute. We now have video, so we can have a look into the screen, and we will let you know very soon how to proceed.
Copy, and also why don't we switch to 3 for clearing the 2.
Station
2 for timeline.
Station 2, go ahead.
Hello, Gianluca. So nice to hear your voice. A couple questions for you. I'm wondering if my black activity starting with the RSTJDV activity could move early, if I could start those in a few minutes. Jack and I are trying to align our tool config time, so our plan was that he would start exercising early, like now, since he's done with his first activity, and then if I could get some of these activities done early, I'd have a little extra time on the front, too, and we could do our tool config together.
Hey, Jessica, first of all, good morning. It's great to talk to you. And secondly, Eidos can support your request.
Okay, great. So I'll step into those black ones, and then one more note on the tool config. It looks like the config has not been updated with the EVA swap, so that's one of the reasons we wanted to do it together, because it's going to be a little bit confusing. Like, for example, it says to deconfig EV1 workstation, but obviously we're going to have to, I think pretty much we'll be swapping EV1 or EV2 given the change.
Jessica, we'll take a look at it, and we'll try to get back to you with a complete plan.
Okay, yeah, I think that we, you know, have the SA to make the right exchanges, but yeah, it would be great if there's anything that we're going to miss that wasn't updated because of that.
Hey, Jessica, the only thing that I have for you is that because we are not receiving the crew notes right now, if you have anything that that you think is relatively important, something you want us to know straight away, you can just call down, we'll take a note of that, and we'll keep it on our notes. But of course, you can also do that. You can also write the crew notes, so eventually we'll receive them.
Yeah, copy off. That'll be a good plan. Thank you. Station on 2 for RSTGA Day Flush.
Go ahead on 2.
Luca, I am trying to gather the items for this activity, but unfortunately I'm unable to find some of them. In the stow note, the first item, I did find the water transfer accessory kit serial number 1001. However, the transfer common hose was not present, nor was the adapter that is supposed to be attached to that hose. I looked in a couple other places. I looked in that temp stow, like the last location in that activity where the other items are coming from, like the transfer pump. I didn't see it in there, unfortunately, either. Chris also directed me to another bag that was previously being used for Russian water transfers that was in PMA, and I looked in there, and there is a water transfer common hose there, but it's not the right one. It's serial number 1003, not 1004.
Station Houston, for Jessica,
We don't actually need the water transfer hose for this activity. We just need the adapter, the yellow-red adapter.
Okay, yellow-red adapter, is that the RYQD adapter 5017?
Yeah, that's correct. So the reason why you were sent to look for the water transfer hose is because we expected the adapter to be connected to one of those cables, hoses.
Okay, copy that. But unfortunately, since I didn't find the hose, I did not find the adapter either. There are two other adapters in the transfer accessory kit, 5018 and 5019. Will one of those work?
Jessica, 5018 will work.
Okay, I will get 5018.
Thank you so much.
Station 12 for water off.
Doing 2.
Look, I think I've got things configured per figure 3, and I have CWC 2356, and I have resupply tank 019.
Jessica, those are good numbers, and we have been following you, playing with your Legos, and you are go on 5.2.
Hey, copy or go. Yeah, first time I'm doing this, so there's a lot of stuff that's already connected and lots of connections to make, so always fun.
I remember doing that myself, so I'm glad to see you excelling at it.
Learn from the best. Station on 2 for step 6.3.1.
Go ahead.
Just looking for your go that the compressor is unpowered.
You are go to proceed, compressor is unpowered.
There you go. Station on 2 for water apps.
Light on 2.
In 7.1, we're ready for hardware flush.
We copy, we put it in work.
Thank you.
Station Houston, on 2 for Jessica. You are go on step 9.1.
Happy go 9.1, thanks.
Station, Chikuba on space ground 2 for all the crew members. We are putting the no JOP hygiene time in place, 5 minutes early though. That's a reminder.
Station on 2 for water ups.
Right on 2.
Well, Luca, the diagram in figure 6 has the RSA B hose, US RSA B hose connected to the Actex cartridge. And I'm not sure, I don't think that was connected actually when I took it out, but would you like me to make that last connection? I don't see the check, the step called out in the procedure. I did 9.8.2 to attach the microbial check valve to the check valve hose, but with the other end of the cartridge, let me know if you want me to make that last connection for the diagram, figure 6.
Hey, Jessica, thank you for the call. We would like for you to make that connection unless you think there would be difficulties stowing it.
Okay, I'll double check. I'll make the connection. I think it should be fine because this is just a short hose and it should lie in there just fine, but I'll double check. And Luca, did I get your go in 10.1?
You are go.
Hey, go, thanks. Sensation on 2, Russian compressor power cables connected, 10.6.
Copy. Thank you, Jessica.
Station on 2 for the 8-8 inspection.
Right on 2.
Hey, Luca, I thought this was going to be on live camera. I see that it's actually recorded with a separate camcorder. Just checking in if you guys would rather just have it live on the lab camera, or you want me to just follow the procedure for the recorded?
Checking. Hey, Jessica, if you like, we'll take it live.
Cool, I'll set up for that. You have a preference if I do it here in the lab or in Node 3?
We got you covered on either one, so up to you. Let us know, and we'll come on board and stare at the end of it.
Okay, I'll just use this one here in the lab.
Perfect.
And Luca, you think you got enough light, or do you want me to set up a work light as well? I think it probably should be fine with this close view of your live.
Hey Jessica, we need the work light as a backlight so that we can see the content of the yet event.
Hey, copy. Sensation on 2 for you today.
Hi, Jessica.
Luca, obviously you guys are following along. I don't see any leaks. The yet event looks quite full. I would say probably 95% full. There's a few small bubbles towards the top. And let me know what else you'd like to see.
If you could put the light behind so that we see it in transparency like that. Jessica, would you be able to put it closer to the camera and slightly towards your left shoulder so it's more centered? Thanks, Jessica. That's very nicely centered, and then if you can move the light left, right, it will give us a good view of all the surfaces. Jessica, we are happy with that. Thank you very much.
Luca, given that live show, do you still want the still cameras with the Z9, the still photos of the Z9?
Stand by. Hey, Jessica, we would still like the still photos. Thank you. And it could be worse, you know. We could be asking to do the KTO, so it's actually a good day today.
No, Drew always does the KTO. Yeah, no worries. I'll get the photos now.
Hey, Jessica, while I have you in the lab, concerning your tool configuration, thank you for your question. I do have some words for you, so whenever you and Jack are ready, I can pass those down.
Okay, sure thing. I'll give you a call after I finish up these activities. Thank you. Doing station on 2 for you to baseline.
Go ahead on 2.
Luca, looking for your go in 3.1 of 2.900. And I have Yeti Bay 1318.
Jessica, that's a good number. You are go.
Off you go, thanks. Houston station on 2 for you today.
Go ahead on 2.
Luca in 3.10, it's the double green tape compressor hose that's attached to 1318.
Copy, that's a good config.
All right, thank you.
Houston station on 2 from Sophie for procedure review.
Bonjour, Sophie. Go ahead on 2.
Bonjour, Luca. You can hear your voice. Just in the middle of my procedure review, I thought I wanted to show you something special.
It is something special.
You are with us in here.
Thank you. That's really awesome. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Okay. I'll get back to studying now.
Back to business.
Pencil station on 2 for him.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I've completed the Columbus ham power down. Just one question, though. I did switch the 13 volts to 6 off. That LED is off. So all of the other switches on that face are off. And then on the back, the 28 VDC in, which is in the off position, but the LED is on. And the 120 volt DC in is in the on position, and those LEDs above and below it are on. I'm assuming that's the expected config.
Checking. Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Jessica and ham radio.
Huntsville, Sophia 2, I'm taking the message for her.
Hey Sophie, good to hear from you. We believe that that's the correct configuration, but we're still verifying. You're good to move on to the radio and the SM, and if we have any deltas or reconfigurations for you, we'll call, give you a call back.
She's actually already in the SM. Not sure, no. The rest of the message.
Perfect. Thanks, Sophie.
Welcome. Huntsville station on 2.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Just letting you know that the service module ham has also been turned off and following up on that last call. So the switches are both in the off position per procedure. The only thing that was a little bit confusing was that there was in the back the 28 VDC in. The LED is on even though the switch is off, but I'm assuming that's like the expected part.
Yeah, we copy all and thank you for the clarification. We're double checking with the PD down, but we agree that that's probably the expected configuration. I can let you know, though, if they have a different answer. And then while I have you, Eurocom has some words for you for an activity later today, if you'll go over and talk to them.
Okay, copy, thanks. Munich, did you have something before I step into my next activity?
Jessica, thanks for calling back with you, Anshu. We have a couple of small deltas for your activity, the ESA Power Bank charging at 18:45, if you're ready to copy.
Okay, copy some changes for the 18:45. Go ahead.
You can consider that activity flexible as long as there is enough time to recharge the power bank until tomorrow when Chris will stow the power bank. And the second item is that you will find only one power bank as per storage node, since the second one is in use by Sophie. So you can retrieve the only power bank that you find in the location. And please, if you can give us also the serial number to for us to track it for the activity on Chris timeline tomorrow.
Serena, sorry you walked into an LOS, so I only got half of that, but Sophie just checked in with me. She said she has an update. And sorry, I think this is Vahida.
Thank you, Jessica. You can call us at your convenience, or in any case, we will provide you the information later on.
Okay, thanks, Vahida. I'm going to pass you over to Sophie because she's telling me that the activity is done.
Copy, thanks.
PM2 for Munich.
Sophie, thanks for calling back. We would have just a small delta on the ESA power bank activity since one, you are using one of them. Jessica will find only one power bank in the storage location. Instead, in the storage node, they are indicated two. So you can retrieve only one. And please, if she can give us the serial number so we can track it for the activity tomorrow on Chris timeline for the storage.
So, Vahida, as I already said in the last ESA crew conference, these are already checked and recharged, and serial number 4 is the one that is available for tomorrow. And but so you consider the activity as completed.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Send airlock on 2 for Tulsenvik.
Airlock on 2. Go ahead with your question.
Question, Luca, just looking for the update that you mentioned before we started Tulkovic.
Yes, ma'am. So, Jessica, this is, you guys were right. The configuration as it's written in StoTrack is per the previous plan. And so, I can give you big words, and then if you want more details, I can give them also to you. In order to optimize your time, you can for you, Jessica, you can just keep your MWS configured as it is and then just go ahead and inspect any rats and tethers that are in place. For Jack, he can start with EV2's old MWS baseline, the one that's already configured, and then he can go ahead and inspect any rats in place and remove any of EV2's crew preference items, for example, the panniers, if he doesn't want them. And then you can always use the StoTrack. For you, it would be with Chris's name, and for Jack, it would be his actual StoTrack as written. And if you want, I can give you the deltas in numbers, but I think it should be pretty clear for you.
Okay, thanks, Luca. We are tracking that. Yeah, we were assuming that was the case, so we will make sure that happens. And I just, big picture, too, I'm not sure, I don't think this is in the StoTrack, but we currently have Chris's EMU on the EDA 3003, and mine is still in the airlock. Yesterday, when we did the loop scrub activities, I thought in the daily summary that there were some notes that something was supposed to be done with mine, maybe just an item 8 or something, but yesterday was done with my suit through 3015. I just wanted to make sure that that was expected.
Checking.
And I guess the follow-up question, should we go ahead and swap the suits that are on the EDA right now so I can set up my tools on my suit? Obviously, it doesn't really matter for the mini workstation, but just checking what our desired config will be for the steps going forward.
Jessica, that is a very good catch. You are go to swap Chris suit with yours on the EDA. And for the first question, your suit is good through the next EVA, so that's why there was nothing added in terms of maintenance.
Okay, copy. That makes sense. We will make that switch and proceed with the tool config. Thank you. And Luca, the airlock camera's on, and I'll put on the Node 1 camera as well if you guys want to follow along.
Sure, we'll take any view. Thank you so much.
And airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Have any thoughts? We got EMU 3003, Chris's EMU, all bundled up. Rather than stowing it in the crew lock, we're thinking about putting it in CASA, which we think is probably the more long-term stowage port until the next series. Would you guys agree with that, or do you have another suggestion?
Hey, Jack, hold on for a second while we verify that gas still have the correct ventilation for it. We don't know if it's set up correctly. Hold on a second.
Okay, we're happy to stand by. We can obviously float down there and have a look. Our recollection is that we never deconfigured the airflow, and there's still one suit in there, but we're happy to stand by.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Jessica or Jack. Hey Jessica, I tried to catch you while you were moving out. As long as you guys didn't deconfigure the airflow in CASA, and it shouldn't be, since there is another suit in there, you can put the suit in CASA. You can go ahead with that.
It sounds good. Yeah, we'll double check with Soph and Chris to make sure they didn't do it, but we're pretty sure it is still there.
Copy, thanks.
Then you're lock on 2.
Right on 2.
A couple of questions, Luca. So we had, before the previous EVAs, there were a couple of mesh bags that we asked to move out to Node 1, and those included the triple jump bag, which is 1.01, bag labeled inspected reps, which is 1.04, and a third mesh bag, which was unlabeled and had a couple, it looked like brand new waste tethers because they were still in plastic packaging. I have never seen, since I've been up here, the mesh bag labeled done tools and a mesh bag labeled inspected tethers. And I think those were expected to be just deployed in the airlock. So it says Node 1 Deck 2 because we reported moving some of those, but the inspected tethers one, I don't know if that's the same one as just the waste tether bag that doesn't have a label.
Jessica, we copy your questions. Let us think about it for a second.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Scuba on Space Ground 2 for all the crew members. Now, JLP. Please go for hygiene.
At any time. I'll be bad. That's good to hear. Copy. Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1. For Azerbaijan, I completed the activity per the radiogram. No comments. Copy.
Экипаж МКС по Москве по прогрессу.
Station Moscow on Space to Ground 1 for progress.
Экипаж МКС по Москве.
Station Moscow on Space to Ground 1 for progress. Please go ahead on Space to Ground 1. Hello, this is their instructor. Yes, I am ready to perform operations as per page 19. Hello. Greetings to all. How is your mood? Are you in good work spirits? Have you slept well? Well, we are in a pretty, what do you call, combat mood. Awesome. So let's proceed with page 19 of the Toru RODF, and you also need to have radiogram 7576 with you. We have the radiogram open, and we are starting to work per page 19. So the times, you need to open page 19 and describe everything for until the active assured course signal acquisition. So you'll need to spell out all the numbers there, and you have to report the range and range rate. So stage 19, please record 19.9 kilometers. T12 is inaudible. The TV activation on page 1248, and Toro activation will only be at 1303 on MCCM only after the maneuver and the escada correction. Page 25, please fill out the table. The docking will be to MRM2. It will be OSCOP plus bias. The breakout type would be enabled. Yes, absolutely. We put it in there. After the report, after this station is in snap and hold, you need to use the timer, and after 5 minutes, you'll have to do bias plus X and several minutes monitoring. It is, everything is important here. However, the most important thing is at 13:43, there will be insulation period. And the fly around will start at 13:11. At 13:51, there will be the station keeping beginning. And then there will be the initiation of final approach, but there might be nuances. You need to monitor everything as per page 22, the fly around. At that time, we will do the Toro test, and Toro will be on, the hand controllers will be powered, tested, and after that, on our command, after the station is in snap and hold, if we do it at 200 meters, but so after snap and hold, you will need to send the manual control command. So it's the usual. So the Toro will be in manual command. So there may be different options there, including such that before the final approach, you will be in the 10-degree cone, and you will have to select roll by hand. So after the fly around is completed, and it will be after you set up the roll, unless it's automatically set. So, like I said, it might be automatic, or you will have to set it. So on the US segment will be down there. How did you copy? We copy all, and in any case, we will be sending all commands on MCC Go. And we understand that we might need to set the roll, or it would be automatic. Yes, we will help you as much as we can. So on MCCM Go, you will activate Toro and then the rest. So please start with page 19 and report back to us as you go. Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for Toro. Go ahead. Andrei, we copy all. And on MCC Go, we'll go to manual control. And also, we will see whether we will need to set the roll setting by hand or whether it will be automatic. And we will act according to the circumstances. Copy. Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for Toro. Go ahead. We are starting to work as per page 19, and step 4.1 is in work. How did you copy? Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for Toro. Go ahead. We are beginning to work as per page 19, and we are activating Toro and configuring the COM. Copy that. Please proceed. Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1. Go ahead. Go ahead. So, using the COM panel to check the COM, inaudible. Copy. Station Moscow, Space to Ground 1, about progress. Please go ahead. Is everything working fine for you guys? Did you turn in the POL 1? Yes, and POL 1 is on. And I guess 2-3, is it on? Yes, INPU 1 is on and working. And what about the communication lines? Are they on all the comm panels? Yes, they are pressed on all the comm panels, and we are working through comm panel number 2. Copy. And inaudible. What about the mask? Has it been installed? The overlay? Yes. What about the timer and the ruler? Yes. The ruler and the timer are handy. Copy. Did you turn on the go? Please repeat your last. Is Veco from PPS2, have you turned it on? Yes, we had an activity to set it up. Copy. All right, so let's wait for the assured core signal acquisition time, and after that, please report the range and the rate. Copy. Moscow Station, Space Ground 1, about progress, please go ahead. We have 40 seconds until T2, and Kurspe, we have acquisition, it's 262, the rate is at 58.6, closing. Copy. Then at 9 kilometers, you can set up the commands, but don't send them yet. Copy.
Проведена проверка на гарантированный потенциал.
So,
59.5 km, скорость 58 m/s.
So we have the assured course signal acquisition. The range is 59.5 and the rate is 58 km. Copy. 58 m/s.
Moscow Station. Range 30 kilometers. Rate inaudible. Please continue monitoring rate and range rate on the laptop. Copy and work. Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for the progress. Go ahead. Range 25 kilometers, 600 meters. Range rate 36.4. For approach. Copy that. And you have THC and RHC controllers all prepared. Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for the progress. We can see the course test in process. Copy. Standing by for course test completion. Moscow Station for the progress. We have acquisition on course P. 18 meters per second for approach. Copy that, stand by for the range of 9 kilometers. Copy.
Good day for Mission Control in Houston and the International Space Station Flight Control Room. At this hour, the Orbit 2 team of flight controllers, led by Flight Director Diane Daly, is on console. She and her team of flight controllers working in tandem with Russian flight controllers half a world away at the Russian Mission Control Center in the town of Korolyov outside of Moscow, monitoring the arrival of the uncrewed Progress 94 cargo craft 2 days from its launch pad at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, now headed for a docking to the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the International Space Station. That docking is scheduled around 55 minutes or so from now, We'll talk about the particulars of the rendezvous and docking that have changed ever so slightly in just a moment. This uncrewed Progress vehicle is carrying 5,531 pounds of cargo, or about 2.7 tons, the breakdown of which is 1,825 pounds of fuel, 926 pounds of water, 1,365 pounds of food, 866 pounds of spare parts, 298 pounds of hygiene equipment, 115 pounds of science equipment, 110 pounds of oxygen and air, and 26 pounds of medical supplies. The Progress 94 cargo craft began its journey from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan on Sunday morning with a launch that occurred at 6:59 a.m. Central Time, 4:59 p.m. at the launch site in the Central Asian Desert. Soyuz 2.1A booster lifted off from the refurbished Pad 31 at the Baikonur Cosmodrome, rising and arcing out to the northeast from the desert complex. About 8 minutes and 45 seconds into the mission, Progress separated from the third or upper stage from the Soyuz booster. The commands were given to deploy its solar arrays, which it did, and its navigational antennas. All but one navigational antenna did deploy. The one that did not deploy, one of two redundant CORS rendezvous antennas that governs the automated rendezvous operations for the Progress, remained folded. There were repeated troubleshooting efforts over the past 48 hours by Russian flight controllers there in Korolyov that you see in this balcony view to try to coax the folded antenna from its stowed position into a deployed position, but that was unsuccessful. So the Progress has been flying ever so smoothly on just one rendezvous antenna, automated rendezvous antenna, and will do so through the course of a fly-around of the station that is scheduled to begin about 22 minutes from now. That fly-around, and you're looking right now at the Progress from external cameras on the International Space Station. You had a momentary view as the station flies 262 statute miles over the South Pacific, about to begin a southwest to northeasterly trajectory that will carry it across the west coast of South America and then back out over the Atlantic Ocean. The Progress will be conducting that fly-around, about a 15-degree angle fly-around, to precisely align its forward docking probe with the docking port on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the International Space Station and the Poisk module. At that point, after a period of station keeping, we will transition from the automated mode using the CORS automated rendezvous system, which is down one of two antennas, to the TORU system. This is the telerobotically operated rendezvous system that will be operated by Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Kudsverchkov, the commander of the International Space Station. He will be at a control panel operating a joystick, basically, flying the Progress in for a manual docking to the Poisk module. This is not unprecedented. The crew is well-trained for it, and procedures relative to the operation of the TORU system, which is the backup to the CORS system, were reviewed in detail by Russian flight controllers and Russian management with the cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station yesterday. Kudsverchkov will be backed up by Sergei Mikheyev. This control panel is in the Zvezda service module, and again, it will be up to Kudsverchkov to take over manual flying of the Progress vehicle when we come out of station keeping and go into final approach for contact and capture of the Progress to the Poisk module. Once docking is completed, the forward docking probe will be retracted to bring the two docking interfaces flush against one another, that on the Progress, and of course,
we see the image on Baikal, but some interference. The vehicle image is below the center by one half of a square. Range is 8 kilometers, rate is 8 for approach.
The interpreter that you're hearing is relaying communications from the Russian flight controllers in Korolyov to Sergei Kudzverskov, who is at the control panel in the Zvezda service module, ready to take over manual control of the flying of Progress when we come out of the station keeping period, scheduled to begin about 30 minutes from now. The Progress is about 8 kilometers away from the International Space Station, closing at the proper rate. We have a good lock on the station from Progress from the CORS automated rendezvous system, which, again, is operating on one of two antennas. The second of the two antennas did not deploy as planned after the Progress separated from the upper stage of the Soyuz booster following launch on Sunday. Aboard the International Space Station, the rest of the Expedition 74 crew is busy working on a variety of activities, including preparing the Quest airlock for the next in the series of spacewalks that's scheduled for March 31st. Now we have a view from the external television camera on the Progress looking at the International Space Station. In the lower left-hand corner, you see two values. One is the distance of the CORS automated rendezvous system feeding information into the onboard computers on the Progress vehicle itself. Now just a little over 7 kilometers away from the station, the bottom value is the rate of closure, which is currently 7.5 meters per second. Time of contact and capture to the Poisk module, the Progress will be traveling at a very slow rate of about 1/10 of a meter per second to permit the proper rate of contact and capture to the Poisk docking port that will initiate the retraction of the forward docking probe on the Progress and the closing of hooks on the Progress side of the docking interface to form a hard mate. Once the docking has been completed, Sergei Kudzverskov, who again will be responsible for the manual flying of Progress through the backup TORU telerobotically operated rendezvous system today, Kudzverskov will be joined by his fellow Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Makeyev and Andrei Fedyaev to work in the leak checks on the docking interface between Progress and Poisk before the hatch is open to the Progress later this morning to permit the start of the unstowing of the cargo, which again amounts to about 2.7 tons of food, fuel, and supplies. We're just under 16 minutes away from the start of the fly-around by Progress. The fly-around will be a narrow 15-degree angle that will precisely align the forward docking probe on Progress to the Poisk module, enabling the Russian flight controllers to make an assessment on the alignment itself before the commands are given and the transition is made from the CORS automated rendezvous system to the TORU system following a brief period of station keeping.
Moscow station for the Progress.
77
range is 6 kilometers, rate is 7.7 meters per second. We continue monitoring the Progress image. It is now in the center of the VKU video unit.
We have a good comparison now between the values that you're seeing on your screen from the external television camera on Progress looking at the International Space Station and the values being seen aboard the Zvezda service module by Sergei Kudzverskov at his control panel station. Again, he will be operating what amounts to a joystick, almost like a video game, as he flies the Progress in for a manual docking to the Poisk module that required in the wake of the inability to deploy the second of two CORS automated rendezvous antennas following the Progress's separation from the upper stage of its Soyuz booster on Sunday. Progress approaching a distance of 5 kilometers away from the International Space Station, closing at a rate of just over 8 meters per second. That rate will significantly decrease once we begin the fly-around of the station and set up for station keeping. The International Space Station and the Progress currently flying in formation up the east coast of South America, moving from southwest and northeast, in orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. The flight control team here in Houston, led by Flight Director Diane Daly, will soon be polling her team of flight controllers for a go-no-go for docking. See her at the bottom of your screen. To her right is European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano, who is the spacecraft communicator on this shift, talking to the space station crew aboard the complex. All of the other Progress systems have been operating flawlessly since its launch on Sunday from the Baikonur Cosmodrome. The only fly in the ointment has been the failure of one of those two CORS automated rendezvous antennas to deploy. Roscosmos has initiated a commission to review the data to find out what may have happened, but other than transitioning to the backup telerobotically operated rendezvous system, the TORU system, as it is called, that will be operated by Sergei Kud-Sverchkov from the Zvezda service module, the Progress has had no other technical issues during its two-day transit from the launch pad as we close in for docking, scheduled about 42 minutes from now.
Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1, regarding Progress.
We're about 1 minute away from the next engine firing on the Progress called Impulse 4. This is the next in the series of mid-course correction maneuvers that fine-tune the Progress's path for its fly-around and eventual alignment prior to final approach for the docking to the space-facing port on the Russian segment of the station or the Poisk module.
Copy. This will be the last maneuver on FKD. Copy. Station Moscow, Space to Ground 1, for Sergei Mikhaev regarding the activation of recording. Please go ahead. Sergei, if you have not pressed the recording, can you please do it? As per radiogram, I activated the recording of the video server. That's right. But also use the RTK RODF. It's page 616. You have to turn on the recording mode. Everything has been turned on.
And the Progress in the process of executing its Impulse 4 burn.
Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for Progress. Go ahead. We can see the maneuver range is 2 kilometers, 200 meters. Copy.
Progress now about to hit the 2-kilometer mark away from the International Space Station. Closing at a rate of about 8 meters per second. Everything continuing to go smoothly with this phase of the rendezvous that will bring the Progress to a docking to the Poisk module on the space-facing side, the Russian segment of the International Space Station, to deliver 2.7 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the Expedition 74 crew. The particles that you see a result of the engine firing on the Progress for this Impulse 4 burn that has just been completed, the latest in the series of mid-course correction maneuvers to fine-tune the Progress's path to the station.
Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for Progress. Go ahead. On course pair format, we have 1,600 kilometers, and range and the rate is
Impulse 5 now underway.
We can monitor everything from our screens.
There will be one additional impulse burn prior to the start of the fly-around maneuver that is scheduled just under 6 minutes from now.
If you have a go to activate TORU, please send the command using your laptop. Copy. We used our laptop to send the TORU activation command. Copy. Now use page 21 4.2 and do the test. Copy. Make sure that all the keys are not pressed. They are not. All right, so execute step 4.2. We have SIT, we have the network, we also have the power to control handles. Copy. BPS is on, and we have the confirmation that the command went through. Okay, we are testing the hand controllers.
Sergey, could Sverstra, through an interpreter, indicating that the commands from the Russian Mission Control Center to begin the activation of the Toru backup rendezvous system have been issued, and that he is in the process of testing the hand controllers that he will be using to fly the progress in manually after we come out of the station-keeping period.
So, Ruo, that has been passed. Copy. We are doing the translational hand controller test now up. We have the central lights down, same. To the right, have the lights on. To the left, also the correct lights are on. And we press the switch, and everything, all the lights are as per RDF. BPS East command is on.
And the visiting vehicle officer confirms that Impulse 6 is currently underway. A 13-second burn.
Copy.
We are now just about 800 meters away, with progress closing in steadily to the International Space Station. Its rate of closure now has decreased to about 2.4 meters per second.
And make sure that the image is comfortable for you. Yes. So,
and our first view now, close-up view of the progress, and you can see the thruster firings on the progress as it adjusts its course and its path to a docking to the International Space Station.
I'm still working with the AGC mode.
Less than 2 minutes away from the predicted start of the fly-around by the progress.
AGC mode is turned off. The station can be seen quite well.
The cosmonauts reporting from the Zvezda service module that the Toru testing of the backup rendezvous system has been completed. Everything is in good shape and in readiness for Sergey Kud-Sverchkov to take over the manual flying of the progress for its link up to the Poisk module.
Let us wait for the fly around commencement. Please use page 22, use the ruler to visually control the range, and if you need it, do the wide angle. Copy. Right now you're at a narrow angle, but if you need to, if your image will be kind of drifting away, you can do the wide angle. Copy.
Progress and the International Space Station flying 262 statute miles over the South Atlantic as the station and progress approach the west coast of Africa.
At around 400 meters range, the fly-around will start.
The fly-around scheduled to begin momentarily at a range of about 400 meters between progress and Poisk.
500 meters range. The rate is 1.6. Copy. We can see the image. We see that headlight is on the vehicle. Copy.
The Atlantic Ocean below.
Visually,
progress continues to close in for the start of its fly around.
Is as per the ruler. It's about 400 meters. Copy.
The image you're seeing, it's very difficult for us to perceive this, but the engineers are reporting that it's very obvious that one of the two cores rendezvous antennas is in fact stowed, fully stowed, simply did not deploy following the progress of separation from the third stage of the Soyuz 2.1A booster on Sunday. Progress now 360 meters away, closing at a rate of just under 1 meter per second. The fly-around of the station underway. This will precisely align the forward docking probe on the Progress with the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the station.
On the call is 340 meters on course path, displays between 340 to 300 meters. Copy. Please monitor the automatic fly-around process. Copy.
Yeah, fly-around of Progress is being governed by the Corps' automated rendezvous system with the information loaded into the vehicle's computers. Sergei Kud-Sverchkov, the station commander, will take over manual flying of Progress when the Russian flight controllers determine that we will come out of a station-keeping period and begin the final approach for docking. About 270 meters separating Progress from the station, the fly-around of the station is continuing. We expect this brief period of station-keeping to begin the Progress around the 200-meter mark from its destination, which is the docking port on the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the station.
And 0.55 meters per second is the closing rate. Copy. Visually, the range is according to Optica. Copy.
Progress and the space station about to cross the west coast of Africa. Its track will carry it across the Sahara Desert, moving from southwest and northeast, and across the Mediterranean. Progress about three-quarters of the way through its fly-around.
The range is about 200 meters as per ruler. The VCO rate is 0.18, and it's closing. Okay, copy.
Progress continuing a flawless fly-around at the moment, 200 meters away. Closing at a rate of just over one-tenth of a meter per second. The Poisk module, which is the destination for Progress today, is also used as the airlock for Russian-based spacewalks out of the International Space Station. We are closing in on the end of the fly-around. All of the Progress systems, with the exception of that one core's automated rendezvous antenna, are functioning perfectly.
We continue monitoring the fly-around 200 range and 0.02 meters per second is the rate. Copy.
About 20 degrees of fly-around remaining. You can see essentially that the progress through these thruster firings is beginning to decelerate its rate of the fly-around prior to putting the brakes on for a period of station-keeping. Good bird's-eye view of the Russian segment of the International Space Station.
Sergei, we are waiting cross-docking.
Progress is currently in a commanded role. This is pre-planned to properly align its solar arrays for final approach and docking. We're looking right down the barrel of the Poisk module docking port that soon will be the port of call for the Progress 94 cargo ship.
Okay, please continue monitoring the automatic fly-around and rendezvous.
You can see again the data in the lower left-hand corner of your screen. About 172 meters separating Progress from the Poisk docking port, just about having nulled its approach rate.
Until the eclipse. Copy.
And the fly-around is now complete. We're in the period of station-keeping. So Progress has put the brakes on as we await further word on the transition to the Toru automated rendezvous system that will be operated by Sergei Kud-Sverchkov to fly the Progress in for its docking.
Inaudible. Okay, we have a go to go to Toru. Yes, the breakaway is enabled and the manual control is on. Работа, the operation is on. Breakout is enabled and the manual control is on. ON. Copy. All right, you can try to adjust a little bit for roll.
Sergei Kud-Sverchkov has now taken over manual control of the rest of the rendezvous.
They are responsive.
So Progress is under the control of the backup Toru telerobotically operated rendezvous system.
Will be transitioned to snap and hold, and after that you will have a go to do final approach. Audible.
We're standing by for the final configuration of station systems before go is given for final approach.
Sergei, how do you see the station? Wonderfully. It's right in the middle of the VCO. Copy. At your discretion, you can use the AGC mode. Copy. And the rendezvous group gave us a go to use the range and rate that you see. Copy. But please visually monitor it anyway. Copy.
Progress continues its station keeping period. Russian flight controllers assessing the alignment of the forward docking probe on Progress, as well as the beginning of the manual flying of the vehicle once the green light is given to resume final approach for docking. This view once again from the external television camera on the Progress showing the bird's eye view of the Russian segment of the station.
Turn on your timer and do the final approach until you reach 30 meters. Copy. The timer is on, and we are doing the final approach until 30 meters. And in 5 minutes, inaudible. Copy.
And the Russian flight controllers have confirmed that final approach is underway. The Progress being
final
flown by Sergei Kud-Sverchkov to the 30-meter mark. At that point, there'll be one final assessment of the alignment of the Progress and its systems before we close the gap for contact and capture. Once again, Sergei Kud-Sverchkov from a control panel using a joystick to fly the Progress in manually through the backup telerobotically operated rendezvous system, the Toru system, this being employed in the wake of the inability to deploy one of two CORS automated rendezvous antennas following the Progress's separation from the upper stage of the Soyuz booster following launch on Sunday. All of the other Progress systems are rock solid as the Progress makes a slow, methodical approach to the 30-meter mark for one additional moment of station keeping and a systems check before we continue to press in.
125 is the range and 0.42 is the rate. Copy. So use a 0.2, 0.3 rate until you reach 25. And please make sure that the flip switch can be pulled towards yourself. Copy. Range is 110. The rate is 0.32. And as for the manual control, you only have two more thrusters braking. Copy.
The Poisk docking port is right above the center of the crosshairs. In this view from the external television camera on Progress, now less than 100 meters separating the two vehicles, closing at a rate of 0.3 meters per second.
Range is 96 meters. Rate is 0.30. meters per second, and visually it matches. Copy.
So far, so good. Progress moving very smoothly toward its docking port. Under the control of Sergei Kud-Sverchkov, using the backup rendezvous system called the Toru to fly Progress in. Again, we're expecting to hold at about 30 meters to enable the Russian flight controllers of the Russian Mission Control Center outside of Moscow to make a final assessment of the alignment of the Progress to the docking port.
At 10 minutes till eclipse, we have enough time.
So,
63 meters is range, inaudible. Okay, we are doing the back away plus X. Copy. So I sent the command, back away plus X.
And we've received a report from the Russian Mission Control Center that we will not be holding at the 30-meter mark because of the precision of the flying of the Progress. It is, targeted right down the middle of the docking port. So we will press ahead. No need for additional station keeping at the 30-meter mark.
If all the parameters are nominal. Do not do the station keeping at 30 meters, but make sure that you do the opera. Copy. I have a goal not to do the station keeping. And also, after you've passed the 20-30 meter range, you will have to adjust the rate to 0.06 to 0.15, somewhere in that range.
Again, the view from Progress as it moves ever so methodically and steadily towards its link up to the Poisk module. You see the docking port just above the crosshairs. There's a docking target that is just about right in the middle of the crosshairs right now. 27 meters separating Progress from Poisk,
by visual one,
closing at a rate of about a tenth of a meter per second.
Inaudible. Copy. Do you see the station? Because we do not receive any video at this time. We do not have any video. Please keep reporting. Standby one, I will be reporting now. We can see the station. The target is in the middle of the monitor, 20 meters range, and 0.14 is the rate. Copy. SSRP is ready.
The Progress docking mechanism is now powered up.
And
all positions are go for docking. Should occur just a few minutes from now. 15 meters separating Progress from Poisk.
You have to do the station keeping at 3 meters, and you have 2 seconds after that. Copy.
Progress will pause its approach at about the 3-meter mark. One final confidence check before the green light is given. Progress to press in for contact and capture. Everything is smooth as silk so far. You see the diamond-shaped docking target right in the center of the crosshairs. Progress being flown in by Sergei Kud-Sverchkov from a control panel in the Zvezda service module. 6 meters away. Progress is braking at the 3-meter mark. One final assessment being made.
The target is in the middle of the video monitor. The crosshairs are aligned. Copy. And you are go to do the final approach until contact. Copy. The range is about 5.
And you heard the Russian flight controllers through the interpreter giving Kud-Sverchkov go ahead to continue the manual flying of Progress in for docking. good alignment with the docking target that you see in the field of view right at the center of the crosshairs.
Station keeping. Copy. So we are station keeping at 3 meters. The target is in the middle, and I will be doing the final approach until contact. You have our go.
This view from station cameras looking at the forward docking probe extended on the progress as it closes the final few meters for contact and capture.
501, 502, approaching. Copy.
Progress closing the final couple of meters here as we stand by for contact and capture.
Waiting for contact.
We have contact.
Copy.
And capture. Docking confirmed at 8:40 a.m. Central Time, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time.
16.5. Copy. Great job, guys. Congratulations on this wonderful work. And progress 463 has contact and has capture. Everything is great. Thank you very much. And thank you for teaching us so well. You're doing very well, guys. Thank you. So on
Sergey, could Svertkov waxed it in? A perfect manual docking of the Progress 94 cargo ship to the Poisk module, docking again occurring at 8:40 a.m. Central Time, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, as the International Space Station in Progress flew 262 miles over the border between Kazakhstan and Mongolia. We'll now stand by for the relative motion between the two vehicles to dampen out before the retraction of that forward docking probe. Pull the two docking interfaces flush against one another, enabling the Progress hooks to close for a hard mate. And the retraction of the docking probe is now underway. This view from the Progress television camera, and you can see very clearly the docking target that was part of the tool kit that was used by Sergey Kud-Svertkov to manually fly in the Progress for its manual docking using the backup Toru telerobotically operated rendezvous system. Once again, docking occurring flawlessly. Backup system at 8:40 a.m. Central Time, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, as Progress and the International Space Station flew 262 miles over the border between Kazakhstan and Mongolia. Once the Progress hooks are closed to form a hard mate, the process of conducting leak checks at both sides of the docking interface will get underway. Kud Svertkov, Sergei Mikheyev, and Andrei Fedyaev will be in charge of conducting those leak checks on the station side of the docking interface before the hatch is opened to the Progress several hours from now. And we have word that the Progress hooks are driving. We're standing by for that to be completed, and docking will have been achieved with a hard mate. And we have confirmation that the hooks are closed. The Progress hooks now closed. We have a hard mate between Progress and the Poisk module. The uncrewed cargo ship has reached its destination for the delivery of 2.7 tons of food, fuel, and supplies. So as you take a look once again at the Russian Mission Control Center on the outskirts of Moscow, the Progress was launched on Sunday morning atop a Soyuz 2.1A booster from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. 8 minutes and 45 seconds after launch, the Progress separated from the upper stage of the three-stage Soyuz booster. All of the solar array mechanisms and the navigational antennas deployed, with the exception of one of two CORS automated rendezvous antennas, which failed to deploy. Troubleshooting efforts were not successful over the past 2 days, resulting in the decision to have Sergey Kud-Svertkov manually fly in the Progress from its station-keeping position towards a very smooth and uneventful link-up to the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the International Space Station. That docking occurred at 8:40 a.m. Central Time, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. It was a perfect manual docking executed by Kud Svertkov, the Expedition 74 commander. With that, leak checks will be conducted over the next several hours. The hatch to progress will be open to enable the Russian crew members on board the complex to begin unloading the first of some 2.7 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the International Space Station. With that, we'll wrap up our coverage for today. Progress 94 has docked successfully to the Poisk module at the International Space Station. Keep up with all of the activities on board the station at www.nasa.gov/station. For now, we'll sign off. This is Mission Control Houston.
Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for the video. Go ahead. We're turning off the video now, correct? I mean recording. That's a question for... Yes, okay. You have a go to turn off the recording so far, but not the camera. Copy. We'll leave the camera on. And leave the Toro on until we give you a go to turn it off. Copy. Also, for arrest to laptop, we can deactivate it, correct? Please stand by. I'll find out. Yes, Sergei. You may turn off arrest to laptop. Copy, turning off arrest to laptop. OFF. Copy.
Экипаж МГС по Москве, по Тору.
Moscow Station, Space to Ground 1 for the Toru equipment. Do we have a go? Yes, you have a go for Toru activity per page 8. Please be precise in every step. Copy that, we are starting the work for paragraph 4.6. Deactivating manual control for the Toro. Pulse mode deactivated for THC. Solar. Copy.
Телевидение отключили.
Now about turning off the video. I send the command TV to off, OFF. Image disappeared on the symbol monitor and on 001 monitor. Copy that. Continue.
Команда отключения передачи команд, есть загорание крайних светодиодов, переход на
ремонт. Command transmission to off.
Светодиоды фара не горят.
LEDs are not illuminated on the transmitter. Copy.
Начинаю клавиша работа, а остались гореть 2 центральных светодиода.
Работа or operation line is no longer illuminated, it is off.
Вот эта команда УБПС исходная.
And the signal converter unit control panel is off, and it is not illuminated. Copy. And power to off. LEDs for powering up of hand controllers are not illuminated. Copy.
Передача линии связи 3 отключена на пульте абоненте первом.
Channel 3 on comm panel 1 is now off. Copy. Now you may send a command from the laptop.
Принято, приступаем к выдаче команд с
цифрой. Copy. Sending commands from the laptop.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Airlock Houston, go ahead on 2.
We are getting ready for the OFV, and I was wondering if you could... take the steps
the initial EVA COM steps?
Hello, Houston. We'll take those steps from the ground for the comms.
Thank you very much. And will you also take steps 4 and 5 for EQUIS?
That's correct. We'll get through 5.
We're standing with 6. This is station on 2 for a found item.
Right on 2.
Just found this small bracket floating in the lab. I'll hold it up to the lab camera.
Yes, Jessica, we can see it. You can even put it a little back because it's out of focus, but we see it.
Okay, I'll put it in our little lost and found area.
Station on 2 for ITCS taping.
Chris, with you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering if I could get some big picture words about this task that I'm working. I've exposed the LTCS-MTCS supply lines between GEM and Node 2, and I mean, they appear, I think I found like one little spot that maybe has some exposed insulation, but I just was trying to get a big picture, like, do we expect there to be areas of exposed insulation, and you know, just sort of a big picture, or is it just looking and trying to find little areas? I guess I wasn't entirely clear on the context of this task.
Copy the question, Chris. Give us a minute.
And the area that's sort of highlighted in Figure 6 doesn't actually appear to have any exposed insulation.
Copy all. Talking. Chris, Houston on 2. So big picture for this, yeah, we're really just trying to get insulation on any parts that might be exposed. The main goal there obviously just being to prevent condensation. In figures 5 and 6, we assume that around those pink areas might be the issue, but if you're seeing that everything looks good, we'll trust your eyes over the pictures, just knowing that big picture goal there. And as far as the Viton tape size, just whatever you feel is best is good with us.
Okay, copy all of that. Yeah, there's a couple, like, teeny areas that I can definitely tape over. I just wanted to make sure I was tracking the big picture goals here. So, I will add a few little spot patches of tape and take some pictures and send them down.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
And airlock on 2.
Sophie, with you on 2.
For step 40, just wanted to report that the gauge reading that we read on the EMU is very close to 6,000, I would say 5,990, something like, it's very, very close. And on the DCM, we read 5,870, so a tiny difference, but I guess the indicator is like very, very small, so difficult to be more precise than this.
Copy all the numbers, and we're good with those. No concerns.
Okay, pressing on to step 41, then.
And block the OSE check.
Jack, with you on 2. You're coming in a little broken.
And AV2 from the airlock, second comm check.
Jack, we have you loud and clear, and for now, please stand by while we verify some telemetry.
Bye-bye.
Station on 2 for thermal lead.
Jessica, with you on 2. You are go in step 1.2.
Copy, I see that is not required anyway. Copy the go. And I set up, it asked for lab camera 1. Since we have that one for our general view, I set up lab camera 2 over the shoulder. Is that okay?
That works for us. Thank you.
Right, you're welcome.
Airlock Houston on 2. Heads up, we're about a minute and a half from an 8-minute LOS. The data is looking good on the ground. Step 63 is not required. You are go to continue in step 64.
Okay, go to move to step 64. Send airlock on 2. No anomalies in step 66, and we're pressing on.
Houston copies.
Station on 2 for thermal remain.
Jessica, go on 2.
Joe, giving you your 9.3 shout out that the task is complete for thermal remain cleaning.
Copy that.
And Joe, I got a big picture question for the AGA checkout.
Ready for your question, go ahead.
Is this envisioned that I should collect all the AGAs and bring them to one location and do it simultaneously, or just go to each one at its present location and do the test there?
Checking.
Joe, my preference would be to just leave them in place where they are and just go do it for each one, but let me know if you have anything else on that.
Jessica, yeah, your preference, and if you leave them in place, that's even better, because my only caveat would be to make sure they go back where they started if you did move them around. And in case you were wondering, video is not required for this activity.
Houston Station on 2 for ITCCS taping.
Chris, go on 2.
Hey, sounds like you got Occam's back, but I figured I'd just give you a report that I did find a few extra. I found the spots that I think were indicated and a few extra spots on each of those jumpers. There were two spots on the LTCS jumper that looked like they had kind of white blotches on the outside of the existing Viton tape. I took some pictures of this, but just wanted to pass that on. But otherwise, I got all the spots that I could find. It's tricky black on black, but I think I got it.
Hey, Chris, copy all. We'll definitely take a look at the photos. One question for you. Can you confirm if you used the 25 or the 50 millimeter tape?
Yeah, I used the 25 millimeter tape. There was an open 50, but since 25 was called out, that's what I grabbed. I opened a new roll of that.
Copy. Thanks for the status. And you are correct. We do have Occam's back on the ground, so we're seeing your statuses.
Perfect. Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you.
Jessica Houston on 2 for ComCheck on that last call.
And Airlock on 2 for
Step 78. On 2, Sophie.
I just wanted to check that you could take care of Step 78.
We can, and that step is complete.
Great. So we're pressing on. We are now in Step 92.
Houston copies.
And Houston, Chris on 2. I copied that last call for Jessica, and I'll just pass it on to her. Just loaded out of the module.
Yeah, we just had an answer for her question. She can do the AGAs wherever she wants. If she, leaving them in place is fine, and no video is required if she was wondering.
Copied all. Thanks.
Houston, Airlock on 2.
Houston's with you on 2.
Just was wondering, did you hear Jack when he was talking?
We did not, but that is expected.
We need the suit engineers for a fit check for some adjustments to the legs.
So if we copy your question, we did not hear Jack, but that's expected in the current config. Only you would be hearing him right now. Give us a minute, and we'll see what we can do, given we don't have KU right now, to get the help you need. Sophie, while we're waiting, can you confirm what step you're in, please?
Right now, we just engaged the hut and the waist ring, and the waist ring is locked, so step 100.
Copy, 100. Thanks. Stand by.
Houston Station on 2. I said you don't have KU right now. We're showing what you indicated. Just wanted to make sure we're tracking the right thing.
Yep, we have some weather issues at Guam causing KU right now. So heads up for you, in order to allow a good comm path, we're going to privatize space to ground 2, and we will let you know when that is in place.
You privatize 2. You're standing by.
Station on 2 for AGAs.
Sophie Houston on 2.
If he's listening.
All right, so this channel is normalized now, and for next steps, what we'd like you to do is get a 1-inch leg sizing ring. You can grab serial numbers 145 and 146, or 143 and 144. Just let us know which ones you grab. Those are in airlock 1, overhead 0, behind the panel. You'll find them in CTB 1169. No copy.
Copy. The sizing ring legs, 1-inch, serial number 145146 or 143144 in airlocks 1 overhead 0 in CTB 1167.
And that's CTB 1169. Otherwise, good copy.
An airlink on to the leg sensing rings that we have is 143 and 144.
Houston copies, thank you.
And just to make sure that we do it correctly, because right now we are off procedure, but it's going to be removing the boots and putting them between the boots and the legs.
Sophie, that is correct.
And do you expect one of them to be on the left side and the other, or we don't care about which one is left and which one is right?
You're correct. It doesn't matter which is which.
Houston, airlock, do you have a preference of which sizing ring goes on the left or the right leg?
No preference.
What's your number 143 on the left leg?
Copy, 143 on the left.
Houston, airlock, first suit engineer.
Houston, 2 Jack, go ahead. And Space Ground 2 is not currently privatized. Just want to give you a heads up.
Okay, copy, not privatized. Initial changes were good, but we have some other comments, so we're ready for the suit engineer when ready.
All right, standby 1. We're reconfiguring comm back to the original plan, so we'll have Space Ground 4 privatized shortly. We'll let you know when it is.
Okay, copy, thanks.
Okay, Space Ground 4 is privatized, so if you want to talk to the suit engineers, you can take that HHM on the ATU to 4.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Sophie, go on 2.
Just a quick question about this bag that contains the leg sizing rings, the 1-inch. Should I, now it's empty because the leg sizing rings are installed. Should I put this back into the CTB where it came from?
Yes, please, and thank you.
Yielded.
Sophie, Houston on 2 for next step.
Need a couple.
I know Jack's taking a quick break. One thing we can get ahead on now is actually we want to go ahead and take the leg cams back to long. We think that'll help out. And then whenever Jack's ready, we can get some further words on the next steps.
Cams to long.
Good copy. Thank you.
And Jackson on 2 for follow-on words.
All right, the suit engineer will be waiting for you on 4. Airlock Houston on 2. We're just following along on the video. One thing for you, we do recommend redoing the boot bladder manipulation that is in step 49. All right, we copy. Airlock Houston on 2, just wanted to give you some information. We see you guys, looks like, in step 106, donning the comfort gloves. That is where we'd expect you. And then I wanted to give you a story on the, we think we figured out the comm issues from earlier today. The short version, it was a config where we had the ATU in dual mode, and then being a combination of hardline and on the ATU. So in order to get comm through the comm cap in that config, you would have had to use push-to-talk on the DCM. As we continue through this procedure in step 114, you'll take comm mode to pry, and we do not expect that to be an issue going forward.
Houston, airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
Step 127, TCV setting is 3.
Copy 3.
Now we're going to do a whole bunch of text. Okay. Mic boom and snorkel clearance.
And Sophie, we copy, and just heads up,
the
you're
whole
still...
other set is going to be for me. Wrist rings are covered.
Sophie, just heads up, you're still on 2, and 4 is available privately. Correction.
And I'm going to switch back to 5 to something.
Concur 5. Sorry.
Send Alex to ACT to press, and timer is started.
Houston copies. Airlock Houston, just heads up, we've got Jack back in public call 5. Airlock Houston on 2. Sorry, the comm is a little ratty. Just want to make sure you heard. Jack is now back in public call 5.
Houston airlock on 2. We want to take time to do an evaluation of tools if we still don't have time.
You're a go. You all have plenty of time.
Houston airlock on 2.
On 2, Sophie.
We are good with a tool evaluation, and we are good to go further. We are okay to not train for the Metox replacement.
Copy. No concerns.
And I want to just have a question for Jack for the display lasering power transfer. Let's do that one. Give me time to give the information to Jack.
Houston copies.
Houston, airlock on 2.
With you on 2, go ahead.
I was wondering if you could perform the step 187 for the EVA common airlock environment deconfig, as well as step 190 for reconfiguring ISS O2 system.
Affirmative. We will take those from the ground and we can let you know when they're complete.
Okay, thank you. And am I good to press to the EMU power down?
Yes, you can continue.
Thank you.
Sophie Houston on 2. Heads up, we're about a minute and a half from a 16-minute LOS. I wanted to get one question up to you beforehand. At the beginning of the day, there was a cover on the arm of Jessica's suit. We don't see it there now, so just hoping maybe you knew where it went and make sure it gets back where it should be.
Sure, I will, I know when and where it went, and I'll get it back on it, and I'll do the cover as well for Jack as soon as the suit is dry.
Perfect, thanks. Yeah, no rush, just wanted to get you the words before the LOS.
Thanks for your help on this thing. Thank you for your help. Stay in there and I'll come too.
Sophie, go on too.
So I'm at the end of the procedure, step 231. Would you be able to take the deconfiguring UHF? Other steps?
Affirmative, Sophie. We will take the rest of the procedure from the ground. So thank you for all your hard work today.
Thank you very much. And thanks for supporting us from the ground. And just as a quick reminder for ourselves later, the only thing that I leave uncovered is the gloves so that it takes time, more time for them to dry. The rest is all covered.
Yep, that is a good config.
Houston, airlock on 2.
On 2, go ahead.
Do we need to turn off the cameras or to leave them on?
You can turn off the cameras when you're ready. You don't need them anymore, thanks.
Okay, copy. I'll turn them off. Thanks again for everything.